call the October 4th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Excused.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Also excused.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
I got a text here asking where I was.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Seeing no Colin Kaepernick, I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your Honor, if I just could say a couple things. I did talk to Alderwoman Wilhelm yesterday, and she sounded like herself for the first time in a while. And hopefully we'll see her here in a couple weeks. But she did sound very good on the phone and sounded to be in good spirits and making the road recovery. So I just wanted to share that with the council.
Did she take my recommendation for TV shows to watch?
We didn't get into that, but I'll call her the update of what happened tonight, and I'll ask her. What did you recommend?
Homeland.
Okay, I'll see what she says.
Homeland.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alderman. Inquiring minds did want to know, so let's...
All right.
and, of course, we always send our best wishes for a speedier recovery.
Yep, exactly.
Item B, citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Yep, come forward, give us your name and address.
William Gebhardt, 4089 Whispering Ridge Pass. I have number 5 on the agenda under reports and recommendations. My shed location was approved by the Plan Commission, so I'm here today to get that additional approval. In brief summary, the shed, which is currently constructed, because of some confusion with the building inspection office, primarily my initial plan of the location was not to scale, so it was redrawn by the clerk of the building inspection office, which in the redraw placed it in front of the landscape barrier, which is restricted in the landscape barrier. But I guess it is located 9 feet off of the rear of my property line, where there's an additional 30 to 40 foot green space owned by the city, so in essence it's 39 to 49 feet off of Drexel. In its current location and of its current quality, I have 3 testimonials, which was in my proposal by neighbors, approving of the location and of the quality of the shed. In addition, in the proposal was the plan of current landscaping that was planted and the additional plans that would be planted upon approval of its current location as is. There would be any additional questions, I certainly could answer them. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak?
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I got a question about item 40. We're trying to change the C1 into a single family resident district. One of the issue is that this dementia home that's going up here on Drexel, they did the same thing. That was a conservancy there, too. I'm just wondering, I'm concerned about the conservancy behind my property. If you people can keep changing this thing, you could put a cow barn behind me and I can't do nothing about it. Where are we going to stop? In fact, I don't think there is a C1 conservancy zoning in the city. They just call it that. But my issue is that all these places are going into a conservancy unit. Why are we doing that? If it's wetland, what do they do? Change it? Yeah. I don't know if that it shows like a stream, but I assume it's wetland. One of the other issues, I just want to bring up the fact that the rock signage. It was 2 years ago when it was started. He was notified, and it took him, after the Common Council did not approve it, it took him a week to get it down. But my issue is, why did it take 2 years for this issue to come to a conclusion? It's just like what's going on right now in Orchard View, because we have the Republican Party illegally in that section. They don't have a occupation permit. I don't understand why that's all going on. We didn't let a church go in there. It's a shopping center. It's not an office facility. It's right now they're using it as a distribution center. But I guess Jim O'Malley can get away with anything in this city, and I don't like that. One of the other issues I noticed when they put this new sign up at Kayla Park, there is an issue where the city donated $50,000. I can't understand that when we're paying $1 million and then we're donating $50,000, and we lost $35,000 when we went through the process with the Victory of the Lambs. So that's $85,000. My issue is we're trying to get some more money for the travel program, and all this money is getting stuck in one area. And besides the fact, these are impact fees, and they're taxes that we can't control. All the other people come from all over the city and use this park, and we have to maintain it. It's the only park in this area, in our city that I know of, that you allow other people to come in. I don't understand why the taxpayer has to be taxed for it. If you look at what's going on, 80% of the people that I talk to are against this thing. Not because it's children, but because it's in the wrong place, and it's for one person, and it should never have done in all the wetlands like that. Thank you.
Your Honor, just to address Mr. Lewandowski, I love the all gray, by the way. I didn't even recognize you were blended in the back of the wall. It's that monotone color. You wear it well. One thing I will say regarding Orchard View, I did talk to our planner, Joel Dietl, and said, hey, we just had issue with the church. We talked about the Republican Party operating in that location in the past without any permission. I brought to his attention, and you know, unless there's a complaint, there's nothing we're doing. So,
I'm complaining.
Well, then you should go to the clerk's office. There's a form you fill out, and that's how it's handled. Go to the city clerk's office. I know she'll love to see you. Fill out a form. File a complaint. If you know how to use a computer, you can do it online.
Well, I sent an email to the planning to find out where I was.
I don't know if that's considered an official complaint, but the reality is I'm not filing a complaint. I just was, you know, after what we dealt with the church and some of the changes and said, hey, this was going on. This was illegal. I brought it to staff's attention, and they said, well, if there's a complaint, then we'll address it. So as of now, there must not be a complaint. If there one's filed, that's a whole other issue. So we don't go around on a proactive basis filing complaints. I could drive down my street and say, there's a bolt in that front yard, there's a trailer in that front yard, there's a pile here. I could write tomorrow probably 50 or 60 citations, and each one of us could, or not citations, complaints, and each one of us could do that. We don't. So it's up to the residents, if they have a problem with something, to file a complaint.
Okay. And,
listen to me.
Well, no.
No.
Because you had your 3 minutes.
You had your 3 minutes.
No, because I started out to find out what use I could do or what I could do about the issue. And I sent him an email so he can explain to me what I have to do before I can do it. Something. I don't know.
Go online and file a complaint.
He's going running out at the mouth again.
Well,
you filed a complaint on the sign at the Rock regarding the big Chick-fil-A one, so you obviously know either A, how to use a computer, or B, you know how to write. You might have maybe a good penmanship. I don't know, but the reality is you know how to file complaints, so just do that and don't sit up there and complain.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough on both your parts.
This guy's bad news.
It's enough for both of you, okay? Any other citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Leroy, it's enough. Any other citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Steve? Mr. Brisbella.
Rick Brisbella, 9244.
Wait a minute, kick the sand off your shoes from the play box.
West Grandview Court. I would just like to make a comment to maybe clarify what this gentleman's comment was in regards to the rezoning from C1, 2, and R6. It is being done strictly to try to conform to what the city's standards were, that they abandoned the C1. However, when a development comes in, all of that C1. I have to designate that whole area, and it will be, and it is, because we have it already designated, and it will be wetland. It is wetland. So now the wetland is designated, and then all the other setbacks will kick in for the uniform development. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brisabella. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing that, I'll close the citizen comment period. Move on to item C, approval of the meeting minutes of the regular Common Council meeting of September 20th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to E, boards and commissions appointments. Let me read it properly. Is there a motion to confirm the following mayoral appointments or subdivide the question? Luther Grafe, District 1 to the Board of Water Commissioners. Timothy Solomon, Community Development Authority. He's in the 2nd Aldermanic District. Marilyn Bolton, 2nd Aldermanic District to the Board of Health. Steve Patz, 2nd District to the Library Board.
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
It's all one? That's how we did. That's the finally. This is what we're doing. Yes.
Did you want to change it?
No, I was glad. No, I'm just. This is the first time. This is the first time it's happened since we brought this in. I thank the city attorney for putting this together. It's a good day.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. G1. Financial service reimbursement agreement with Town Realty.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion.
Seeing
Alderman Mayer.
I guess I have a couple of comments, and I need to know like what's going to happen with this agreement that's made between Town and Ellers and that kind of thing. My understanding with this development is that it's apartments, and that they wanted to do some kind of commercial property. This is inside a TIF, and so I just want to not open some kind of Pandora's box where we are, you know, inviting developers in and incentivizing them to build apartments. I think apartments are a good enough investment that developers should be able to afford to develop on their own. And I just want to, I guess, get some clarification as to where the council fits in with approving the development plan and that kind of thing.
Sure. So there's a couple of separate steps that have to occur. Right. The development approvals would work through the planning department just like any other development anywhere. This project is in an active TIF district, right? So there's no creation of a TIF district like we did with Ballpark Commons. That said, the developer has suggested they have interest in receiving TIF funds, right? And so there would have to be action by the council to approve a developer agreement to outline what funds would actually be spent from the TIF, if any. What this is asking you to do is to, this is an agreement to do analysis on the project, financial analysis, to give us some understanding about the viability for TIF funds. Is there a demonstrated need with the development? The request here is, it's actually 2 separate items on the agenda, 1 and 2. One is an agreement with Town Realty on behalf of Zilber. It's a partner of Zilber in the development project, basically saying that they agree to pay for those costs. Item 2 is the actual contract with Ellers for the financial review. So Town is saying we'll pay for those costs if the project doesn't go forward. If the project goes forward, it's a TIF-eligible expense, and those expenses will be covered by the TIF. So there's no expense to the city operation budget.
Is that normally the way this works?
Generally speaking, yeah, we try to push as much cost as possible off on the developer. It's their project. You haven't awarded any plan review yet for it. They have suggested they want to move forward. They're comfortable with this arrangement, are willing to, you know, make the agreement that they'll cover the cost of these funds. So, you know, we've put a situation here where there's no risk to the city side of it. We'll continue to do our due diligence review with the help of Ehlers to find out if there's a need, and then we'll position you with that information such that if a request to move forward, you'll have that information from Ehlers, that report, to inform your decision making.
What's the percent of the residential in that TID right now as far as development?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
So you don't know if this would go through, how much that would increase the percent of the development that's allowed in a TID is 35%, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you can't tell me at this point what percent has been used and what percent this would possibly increase that to?
I cannot. My understanding is that it would be eligible, right? So it wouldn't push us over a line that would make it ineligible.
A couple of points just to help the alderman with this. The Ehlers is acting on behalf of the city and as a fiduciary for the city, so their responsibility is to us, even though they're paid for by the developer. It is conceivable that you could vote for this and not vote for the terms of the contract. This is the agreement between that permits town and Ehlers to agree. So, any other questions?
They're interdependent.
They are, absolutely. But individual votes is what I was speaking to.
It makes no sense.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please.
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 no, 2 absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Item G2 is the...
So moved.
I'll second.
A couple of issues on this one for me. Not on the document itself, but on the work product. I'm interested to not see if it's worth funding the apartments. I'm interested in seeing the commercial value for the two-acre parcel, which is now an acre and a half, and the park motel property. That's my interest. Alderman Taylor.
Well, let me just say that, you know, obviously this is coming forward because, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to assume something here, and you know you should never do that, but they obviously want to move forward in looking at this. They obviously have talked to all 6 members of the Common Council and the mayor, I'm guessing, and that. So I don't know what the other 6 of us have said, the other 5 aldermen have said, but I made it clear to them, and I talked about this at the last meeting, that it's got to be a package type of deal. You know, it has to include the apartment, I mean the hotel, that's got to go away, and that disaster that occurs constantly with our police department having to be there. And on top of that, you know, what they told me, and I'm sure they told everyone here, is, you know, the price that they're asking for, the hotel property owner is asking for, is a crazy price. And they think that they have the city or they have the buyer where they, you know, the developer where they want them. The reality is I'm not going to be pushed around that price. I'm not going to be extorted, whatever. So they're maybe have an understanding that price can change and that they're going to come here with an overall project that includes that hotel going away and development occurring plus the apartments. So what the mayor's saying, I would say I would agree that it's not just apartments, it's apartments plus the park hotel and that land being developed. It's twofold. That's how I told them that where I came from and what I would support. That's just me. I'm not going to speak for everyone else, but based on what I recall taking place, I mean, Alderman Mayer, who's not here, he pretty much was, I'm not spending any money on 27th Street. It's in the wrong school district. You know, we know what conversation Alderman Wilhelm had. So, anyways, that's just where I'm at.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
No.
Three ayes, one no, two absent, no abstention. Motion carries. Item G3, council direction on interest and penalty due from Milwaukee County for late tax settlement. I will preface this by saying normally I would have just taken care of this, but it does fall combined above any authority level that I have. Mr. Rotzenberger.
Evening, Mr. Mayor. This item is before the Common Council in that with the 2015 statement of taxes that the City of Franklin filed with the Department of Revenue, it included $164,000 of omitted taxes. Omitted taxes are taxes for prior years that were being billed with the 2015 tax roll. Those came about because a manufacturing property in the city was determined to have had underreported values. The state of Wisconsin's Department of Revenue assesses manufacturing property and notify the city that additional values existed on this property, and we were therefore required to bill the taxes for 2010, 11, 12, 13, and 14 with the 2015 tax roll. In August of 2016, when the final settlement with the various taxing authorities was made, that property owner did not pay their 2010, 11, 12, 13, and 14 taxes. And so the City of Franklin submitted those taxes to the county of Milwaukee County for payment under Wisconsin statutes 7443. Milwaukee County failed to settle those taxes on a timely basis. The City of Franklin notified the county treasurer that those taxes were due and that we were also claiming the failure to timely settle penalties in the state statutes. Some 30 days went by after continued efforts to get the county to pay those, and the county did in fact pay the tax but not the penalty or the interest. The county treasurer has now requested that those be waived, and given the size of the penalty and interest of $8,500, we've brought the matter to the Common Council for direction. Should we bill and collect that tax from the county, or can we waive it? So that's the issue before you.
Alderman Barber.
Is there any way of negotiating that to get something more between one stream, one extreme and the other extreme? If it's $8,500, would they be open to any kind of other kind of negotiation?
My conversations with the county treasurer were such that the county has never assessed a penalty or interest to any of the municipalities in the county who bill the taxes throughout the county. My retort to the county treasurer was that if the City of Franklin failed to timely settle taxes during the year as they're going to come along, I would fully expect all of the various taxing authorities that are expecting their money timely and didn't receive it to assess the penalty and interest that the state statutes call for. Obviously, the City of Franklin and the Milwaukee County cooperate and interact with each other on a number of issues constantly. So staff is recommending that the penalty and interest be waived in the interest of good working relationships with the Milwaukee County treasurer. I certainly don't need them to be adversarial with the city, as we have a number of agreements. In the action sheet before you, I note that Milwaukee County has agreed to pay the annual software maintenance fees that the city incurs relative to our tax billing software. That amounts to nearly $6,000 on an annual basis, and that agreement is in place through 2019, as long as the city continues to use that software. So the county could then come along and say, well, we don't want to honor that agreement any longer. We're constantly going back and forth with things, And as I said, staff is recommending that we waive this penalty and interest.
Alderman Mayor.
Is there a reason why they didn't pay it? Just because they didn't think that they needed to? Or they, I mean, they had the letter in front of them, invoiced or whatever, and they just paid the regular tax and not?
The county receives a copy of the state of our statement of taxes, which lists this item. Omitted taxes, admittedly, are somewhat unusual and very infrequent. And the county treasurer's office indicated to me in mid-August, when the time came about, that they had sought advice from corporate counsel, county corporate counsel, and corporate counsel advised the treasurer not to settle the tax. My office contacted the state of Wisconsin Department of Revenue and indicated that that's not how we saw it. And the Department of Revenue said that this was a tax that the county should settle timely. And we so notified the county. 30 days later, the county came along and settled on the tax, but not the interest or penalty.
Is there action on this item? What is the direction of the council?
I'll make the motion to direct the Director of Finance and Treasurer to waive the interest and penalty from the due from Milwaukee
county.
On late settlement. The county on late settlement of the 2015 tax roll.
Second? Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion on motion?
The reason why I approve this motion is because taxpayers are going to pay for it. It's taking it out of the left pocket or the right pocket. So let's just move on with it and get it over with and move forward. That's my logic.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Okay. Item G4, ordinance to amend the UDO to rezone a parcel from C1 Conservancy to R6. At 7501 South 49th Street.
So move.
Thank you. Is there a second? Member of the Plan Commission?
Yes, second.
All those in favor of the motion? Any discussion of the motion? All those in favor signify by.
I have a couple of questions.
Alderman Mayor.
You
did that like it was.
Well, I was trying to. Catch you. It says that this was tabled a number of times. I'm just wondering, it was tabled because we were looking for some information. If you can come up, Joel.
The rezoning is was also part of or. Connected to the subdivision plat. So the subdivision plat and the rezoning were done at the same time, submitted at the same time, reviewed by Plan Commission at the same time, and then brought to the council at the same time. They are related to one another. So that's why we kept tabling everything, because it was really the subdivision plat, the natural resource information on the subdivision plat had not been reviewed or approved by the DNR yet. And there was a particularly large question, not just the wetland delineations like normal, but the navigability of the stream. So that was the biggest question mark hanging out there on the subdivision plat. Alderwoman Wilhelm didn't feel comfortable not having that information, so then the council kept tabling it. Just a couple weeks ago, they finally did get that determination in writing from the DNR. It's not navigable. But now they're tweaking their maps for the other new information, updated information they have. We still have not received any of those new information, which would be revised subdivision plats showing the updated wetland delineations, all that stuff. So that is still being on hold, still being tabled until they can get us that information based on prior action of the council.
Did you put any of that wetland information in here that we've?
Nope, because we haven't received it yet. So he's still working on the updated, the developer is still working on the updated wetland delineation. We don't have it yet.
So we technically don't have anything that we didn't have before.
Correct. Except for now we have a copy in writing from the DNR, the letter that says it's not navigable, that stream.
Okay.
That's the only thing that we have now that we didn't have before.
Okay, and what you were looking for more things than just that.
Yeah, Wilhelm, Alderwoman Wilhelm was, because staff was okay, because we usually recommend approval with getting that delineation later, and staff can review and approve. So that was staff's recommendation. Council moved.
Is this her district?
Yes. And then the issue in this, the developers asked just to bring just the rezoning part. Remember that they were on a parallel track. They're related to one another. But he's asking just to bring the rezoning forward at this time because there's no really direct relationship. It's that old C1 zoning that doesn't match what's out there. But because it's still a zoning district on the map, we still recommend on every instance to get rid of it. Because it, as a citizen mentioned, it's not in the zoning ordinance anymore. That C1 was removed a long time ago, but they never took it off the maps. So technically it's still there. So every time a development comes in.
If it's removed, what does it become?
Whatever is underneath it. So in this case, a lot of that C1 does have wetland underneath it. So when the subdivision gets approved, there'll be a conservation easement for that wetland. And the wetland and floodplain are generally bigger than that old C1.
Okay. Is the plat that is the plan, if they're trying to change all this, is that going to be the same plat that was brought forth
We don't know for sure yet, because there have the developer has mentioned to Nick in passing that he was thinking of possibly making some changes. We haven't received anything yet. As far as I know, no decision has been made, but the developer did mention, and he owns the property as well, he did mention that that was a possibility. If he does make any changes, that's going to have to go back to the Plan Commission before it can come
back to
the Common Council.
Public hearing, too, because that was...
Subdivision plats don't have a public hearing, just the rezoning does. So it wouldn't affect the rezoning because they're just asking to get rid of all the C1.
Well, no, you're asking us to rezone it now, and then a new plat would come in.
Right.
So the public hearing is being held on...
The rezoning, just the rezoning.
Based on a plan that the public is able to see. And now you're saying, let's go ahead and rezone it now, and then he'll come in with another plat, and then it won't matter.
The UDO does require that for all rezonings, a preliminary plat, the preliminary site plan, always be presented, although at the same time as the rezoning. And the reasoning behind that would be it's easier to understand what's going on when you could see what's being envisioned for the property.
Okay, can you say that again? I'm sorry. Did I hear you say?
The UDO requires... Preliminary plats, preliminary site plans for every rezoning. However, there are many instances in the 10 years I've been here, possibly dozens of instances where the council did not require that information.
The alderman here of the district when that was occurring? I guess that's what my concern is.
I would say yes. There's probably been instances within the last couple of years. One instance would be Victory of the Lamb. At the time of their rezoning, we didn't have detailed information. We may not have had anything.
The alderman of the district was here at the meeting and was able to make the decision.
Yep.
I guess that's what I'm most concerned about. And then I remember there was something wrong with the legal description. Did that get fixed in there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's it.
I would urge the council to act on this. First of all, we have literally no inventory for single-family lots. We do have the enviable reputation of being able to drag our feet real successfully. And
what was that?
We have the I forgot how I said that.
No, enviable I don't want to hear that.
We have the enviable reputation of being known for dragging our feet successfully.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
On top of that, waiting for the alderman of the district, who, by the way, has worked intimately with this developer, I think is... it's laudable, but I don't believe it's necessary in this case.
Your Honor.
Alderman Taylor.
I was on the phone, like I said, yesterday with Alderman Wilhelm. Had no issues with this. She's been fully involved even while not being here. It's time to act on this. The only issue on the agenda that she wanted to talk to me about was item 5, which is the next one, saying I hope you can help get this done. So that's where the Alderwoman stands.
All those in favor of the motion to approve, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk?
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Three ayes, one no, no two absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Item G5, just one comment. Mr. Gebhardt, whatever action the clerk took in the inspections department has no bearing on who's responsible. It's your responsibility. I just want to make that clear. I told you that at the plan commission meeting. So, anyway.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Without objection, let's move to item G12 and get staff out of here. Authorized.
You're free to go.
All right. So we got to issue credit here. So Sandy was the one that asked this to be moved forward, Jim. So can she have a new computer now? Authorize the Director of Administration to execute the necessary agreement for Paragon Development Systems for services.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. See you, Jim. Item G6, an ordinance amend unified development ordinance, delete standard classification, major group number 86 from membership organizations from certain residents from serving zoning districts.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, request for reimbursement for water main oversizing at Victor DeLand.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, resolution authorizing execution of a sanitary sewer connection agreement with the Grendels.
I'll second it.
Discussion. By the way, I did talk to Alderman Mayer. He is in favor of this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9, request to approve payment for R.A. Smith for services related to Matt Talbot development at 9132 South 96th Street, amount of $28,000, roughly $500. Mr. City Attorney.
Developer has asserted that the developer is not responsible under the development agreement for the payment of inspection fees to the city. Legal Services Department staff disagrees with that. Attorney Chris Smith is handling it. Also disagree with the release of the escrow funds in total, and title company will be notified accordingly. With regard to the current situation, the R.A. Smith inspection fees result from a city contract with R.A. Smith. It's one of the three general consulting engineering firms, and so that is a responsibility of the city. Staff recommends payment at this time, and while the development agreement does mention inspection fees as a developer obligation, part of the development agreement also provides that the city shall reimburse the developer the costs of oversizing the water main, which was installed, and that amount is some $88,000. So one thought is if there's litigation on this matter, there's litigation. Part of the thought would be to implement a set-off against future to be paid under the development agreement oversizing cost reimbursement.
Is there a motion to approve payment to R.A. Smith for $28,478.18?
So moved. But Mr. Mayor, I did have a question.
Alderman Dandrea.
To the council. You mentioned that we're withholding or holding back escrow. Do we have an LC on this? A letter of credit? No.
It was an escrow agreement.
Just an escrow agreement. Okay.
Alderman Mayer?
Well, I'm sorry. I guess I don't really understand the point. I mean, there was escrow, so where is it?
Here's where the escrow is, and this is a very short version. On a typical work day, and I'm recalling off the top of my head, since I haven't touched it, the file for some somewhere in the neighborhood of approaching 6 o'clock p.m. while working on other matters, I received a phone call, and it might have been a return phone call from the attorney for the developer, and it was on some other matter. And as I always do, I jotted down some notes. It was off the top of my head at this point, maybe a 3-4 minute phone call, and whatever was answered was answered. And somewhere towards the end of that, my recollection is that there was a mention, okay, well, we're going to be submitting to the title company with regard to the escrow fund. And in the ordinary course of events, all parties to the escrow agreement submit something in writing to the escrow agent. In this particular case, what I understand from an email from developer's team was that title company was informed by the lawyer that city attorney in some way, shape, or form authorized the payment of all the escrow funds, which I have nothing to do with accounting for construction projects. And that literally was, you know, a portion of a minute comment, and the title company paid out all the escrow funds.
What's the difference between having a line of credit, which I've worked with that?
Letter of credit.
I'm sorry, letter of credit. Versus having it some escrow account. I mean, to me it would seem like it's the same thing. I've been notified when there's been a request for that. I guess I don't understand how the escrow funds are not there.
Because the title company released them.
So maybe the title company should be...
developers, I said they'll be put on notice.
Big notice.
Well,
huge.
It'll come on 8.5 by 11, but...
I do pick it up. Okay, that's fine, but that's really upsetting because this group is not working well with the city at all, and there's issues, so I'm not happy right now. So I won't second it, but...
But, Alderwoman, I would encourage you to vote yes out of...
Yeah, because
R.A.
Smith needs their money.
Right.
Yep. I understand.
Tiffany, Matt Talbot doesn't want to pay for their sewer inspections. They're the only people that have ever done that to the city, to the best of most of our knowledge. So we're going to pay the contractor, potentially.
Water main installation.
What's going to be done with the rest of what they're not doing?
Like pulling
not
up
the
silt
agenda.
All right. All those in favor of the motion to approve, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10. I talked to Alderman Mayer. He's asking that this be tabled.
So moved.
Second.
Until the next meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11 is financial report. I just ask that everybody take a moment some other time and read the last paragraph on 126.
No move. So I know we may listen to you, but we're going to move this forward. No. What page? 126, last paragraph, general fund?
Yep.
Okay.
Motion to table. All those in is there a
receive
second?
And place on file.
Second. No. I second
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 we did. G13 committed all recommendations. Is there a motion to refer the budget to the October 18th
so moved.
Amendment Council meeting?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, as I recall, is refer to staff.
Correct. So moved.
Correct. So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses, is Alderman Taylor.
Motion approved for both operators.
You sure you don't have more?
That's it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with the ending date of October 3rd, 2016, the amount of $999,717.35, and payroll dated September 30th, 2016, in the amount of $392,089.68, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $388,341.31 plus city matching payments, and the estimated payroll dated October 14, 2016, in the amount of $376,000, and payments of various payroll deductions estimated the amount of $212,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax payments with the ending date of September 29, 2016, the amount of $118.19.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 D'Andrea.
Ah, sorry.
Roll call, right?
I was just trying real hard.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.